Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome to the Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman. Producing the Outdoor Show is Jace. Our sponsors today, the Belleville Meat Market and Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. All right. Looking at weather down in Galveston this morning, it's 70 degrees down on the island. Warmed up a little more overnight, a little more humid. Sunny skies today with a high of 76, south-southeast winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. And then for tonight, mostly clear with a low of 69, south winds 10 to 15. And then for tomorrow, a few clouds from time to time with a high of 77, south winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. And looking at Galveston Channel tide predictions, we have four of them today. We're on a four-tide schedule. We're sitting on a high right now. We have a low coming up at 7:32 a.m. It's an 0.9, a high at 12:26 p.m., a 1.2, and a low this evening at 6:54 p.m., an 0.7. Sunrise today is 6:43 a.m., sunset 5:25 p.m. Our moon phase is 34%, and current conditions right now, Galveston Channel showing a south wind at 6 to 9 miles per hour down there. Water temperature 71. Eagle Point air and water temperature are not available this morning, but the wind showing south 5 to 6. And Morgan's Point, it is 68 degrees with a 68-degree water with an east-southeast wind at 5 to 6 miles per hour. So starting out another good morning. Nice. And I don't know about those winds, 10 to 20 today. We'll see if they kick in this afternoon or not. But right now, the weather is very nice. Smooth waters right now, depending on where you're at, I guess. All right. Well, let's head to Lake Livingston now and check in over there at Pinwall Campground and Marina and see what's going on with Jody Blair this morning, how things are up in Lake Livingston. Good morning, Jody. What's up?
Good morning. I'm just hoping that those winds don't kick up out here, because we'll have another video to post about that choppy water.
Yeah. Yeah, like that. So, when that front hit, that last big one, you sent me that video. Just, man.
Yes.
Like, people don't realize how rough Lake Livingston can get. It can.
Right.
Man, and if you're, me, bud.
It will, because if you don't know the waters, there's those tree stumps out in there. And right. I mean, those little choppy waves get going, and next thing you know, you're running into a tree stump and then another one. So hopefully people stay off the lake when it gets like that, unless they're really familiar with it.
Yeah, if I can get back in some coves or something, get out of the wind and the teeth of it. But that day there, I mean, there's no sense in even putting a boat in. Even
absolutely not. I had a resident, she's new to the area, and she went out there in her boat, and it got bad, and she had to get towed in because she ran out of gas right out there in the middle of it. So it could have been really, really bad.
Wow, running out of gas.
Mm. Yeah, she's new at this boat and thing. So, yeah, she should check that gas level before she gets out there.
Yeah,
that's a lesson learned.
You're at the mercy of it. Your bad weather hits and you're out of fuel. You're just, hey,
yep.
Hang on.
That's right. That's what she was doing. She said that she had hunkered down and she had saw another boat coming out, and she said she didn't even want to stand up and wave it down. So she just sat there and waved it down, and they came out and helped her.
Well, that's good for her. Lucky yeah. her.
Yeah. Yeah. So I just hope we don't have those same conditions, because it was nice to look at for a minute. It was kind of exciting, but it is dangerous out there.
Yes.
So then we had that little scare with that little Carter Lake Dam this week. So
yeah, I kept hearing all about that. And it was a little 8-inch hole, and I think now they have the lake down 2 feet below the hole so they can repair it.
Yeah, those beavers got to it, and I think they have little footage of those beavers getting in there, and I think it was like an 8-inch hole that,
right.
You know, yeah, and it compromised it. So, yep, 30 people got evacuated, or 30 families, 30 house, you know,
families. I remember
families
that. They had dislocated everybody, man, and that's, you know, that's a nightmare in itself. Usually beavers build dam up water. They should have repaired that one while they were in that hole.
Yeah, well, exactly. You know? But that dam hasn't been inspected or anything since 1980. So apparently it's owned by a lumber company, and they're going to come out, because it's a little private lake. So they're going to have that.
Was that lake called Carter?
Carter Lake, yes.
Yeah.
Yep. And it's just, you know, a little, it's held up, I think, by it's a 21-foot hardwood pond dam. So, yeah. I guess they thought it was going to hold up forever, but I think that dam was built in the 1900s. So, I mean, I guess if it held up this long, yeah. So it's an old, like, I think it's the owners or something like T.W. Carter and Brothers. Mm-hmm. And they have their own little crew coming out to assess it. But TCEQ said it's been since 1980 that it was actually inspected. And since it's a private dam, then it doesn't, you know, have to be held up to the same standards as these municipal-owned ones.
45 years without inspection. That's amazing.
Yes, it is.
Especially when last.
But it's also kind of impressive.
It. Yeah. How big a lake is that?
It's not that big of a lake. I think it's, you know, I'd be lying if I even said it, because, you know, yeah. it's big, but it's not something. It's big enough to scare, you know, 30 families.
Well, yeah,
so, I mean
it's big enough to flood out and endanger that many families.
I think it's out there in Camilla. Yeah, so in Camilla, you know, they're tucked back in there. So if it was something that big, yeah, that's kind of scary. So,
well, but, at least it didn't rupture. Boy,
that's right.
More disasters.
Yep. More disasters. Yes, we can do without those for a while.
I'm telling you.
But the lake out here, it's, you know, it's looking good. I've seen, you know, some activity about two or three boat launches a day. And that's kind of slow, but it's also better than it was when it first started cooling down. So the water's staying about 78 degrees, and it's 0.97 feet above pool. So it's in good shape with stable conditions, and, you know, the water temperature, it's cooling up into the upper 60s. So the white bass, you know, they're schooling on those major lake points and humps, you know, they're chasing that shad and hitting those slabs on those small, you know, and small spoons. So if you know how to work those slabs and small spoons, you can get those, because they're, the largemouth are fair on the crankbaits and the blue cat, the channel cats. They're hitting two on about 20 to 30 feet. So we're along the river channels. Yeah. So you get those cut bait and all that, and they're hitting about 12 to 18 feet. So it's busy out there. It's good fishing if you just know where to go.
Well, Lake Livingston's always been known for a really great catfish and crappie lake.
Yeah. And it's one of those, you know, lakes that, you know, 365 days a year, if you know where you're going, you know, you could fish on that lake every day. So it offers a lot.
Well, I guess the lake level's probably pretty close to normal pool, or is it still about a foot below?
I would say it's still about a foot below, according to Pinwall, because, you know, that slough that we have, it's still sitting really low. Yeah. So if it's starting to get, you know, higher, it's not showing any, you know, sign of that at where we're at. But, yeah, you know.
I'm looking at it right now. Lake level's 129.98. Normal pool is 131. So, yeah, it's a little over a foot below pool.
It's still down there.
It's a trickle, 1600.
Well, it's kind of good because it gives us time to, when it's this low, to walk the water's edge and pick up all that trash that gets washed up in. So makes it where people don't hang up too much around our area. But, you know, I don't know where some of this stuff comes from. I guess it just, you know, during storms or stuff, gets washed in there. Yeah. Yep. I mean, we're finding tires and chairs and all kinds of stuff that's good washing Lord. Up. So, yes. Yes. I'm telling you, we pulled about, I had to pay someone to come in and do it, about 19 tires from our, where I guess they were washed up. And, you know, TCEQ said, they were supposed to have been out there way back in the day. And he said, when TCEQ came out, he said that back in the day that people were allowed to do that to keep erosion away. But now it's not, it's like totally, totally illegal. So when we see it, pull them out. And we did, we pulled about 19, I'd say about between 19 and 20 of them out of there.
My goodness.
Yep. Yep. So.
Yeah. I remember after Hurricane Alicia on Trinity Bay, there was a pretty near my house, a shoreline there close to Umbrella Point where there was this bluff and some guy had, I don't know how many tires were on that bluff. He was using it to, you know, cut erosion instead of building a bulkhead.
He just
filled it with tires. And after that hurricane, there wasn't another tire left. That was back in 83. And
we'd be
wade fishing the flats in Trinity Bay, and everybody would always be stumping their toe and going in head
on
first,
that tires.
Falling over tires on the bottom. And, now you don't notice them because, you know, they're all silted over now. They're buried below the bay floor.
But yeah, some of them, they were pretty cool.
Everywhere.
Yeah, that's how it was. I mean, not just up by the office is where I found the majority of them, but even along the slough. I was telling my maintenance guy, Julio, I said, just make sure you get out there and walk it every day. And when you see one, pull it up. And then the other day I saw him, you know, dragging, had go into our side yard with like three tires, you know, tied to the bumper. I was like, what are you doing with that? He's like, well, they're filled with cement and I can't carry them, so I'm just dragging them over there. I was like, all right, get them out of there.
Yeah, that'd be kind of hard to pick up a tire full of cement.
So those were intentional. But I'm just glad we're able to get it cleaned up because, you know, anything to help the, you know, the water, you don't want all that stuff in there.
No, you don't. Have you seen any big deer killed in your area this year? Anybody up there?
I was looking, and there's a couple of pictures online, and I couldn't get to the correct, you know, Facebook post or whatever because they were just sporadically posted. And they're catching, you know, getting some big, big. One of them was a 10-point. The other were some pretty good 8-points. But, they're active. They're out there. So this is a very busy year. And like I was telling you before, the ones that I've seen, you know, they're all bucks. Normally I'll see like does hit on the side of the road. These are all those bucks. And someone started getting kind of, you know, I don't want to say smart with it because it looked kind of funny. But when there were so many of them hit that I finally would like drive down the road and someone had pulled over and cut the horns off and I guess using them for rattlers. But they started doing that. So, you know. I don't understand if they're going to sit there and cut the horns off. Just go ahead and take them and get rid of them. But
legally you can't. I mean, that's the state won't let you do that. They have to do it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. If you run over a deer, somebody else does. You can't. You got to leave it there.
Well, see, I thought they changed the law because a couple of years ago, someone had hit one, but it was still alive, and I called it into the sheriff. And they said, "Well, if you got a gun, put it out of its misery and just take it on home." And I was like, okay.
Oh, well,
yeah. So
I'll check
we.
On that, but I know it. Yeah, in the
check
past,
on that.
It's not been. You're not supposed to do that. So I'll find out.
that, yeah, because I'd like to know, because I mean, we boo-booed. But he was on the phone with them, and they wanted us to, you know, just put it out of its misery. And by the time we get over there, it had already passed. But there was a guy from my church that rides a motorcycle down 190 to work every day, and he hit a deer on that motorcycle, and he was in the hospital and had to have surgery on his leg or something. So I think this time of year is not the smart time of year to be riding those motorcycles.
Yeah, well, no.
They just...
No, it's not. It's the rut's on. The bucks are on too, so you never know.
And it's busy this year. I mean, yeah, so they just come out of nowhere, and they don't care. They're just going to run right in front of you, get you what they're chasing. So,
well.
But other than that, things are going pretty good out here. I think I've got right at 16 lots available. After that, you know, we're all filled up. So, we had a couple of hunters come in the other day and view the property because, you know, they just pull their camper out every time they go. And they said they just want a spot where they could park it, do their hunting, and then go back to it instead of pull it back and forth all year, you know, for the season. So it's busy. 16 more lots to go. We still have that incentive going, you know, 6 month lease, you get your third month free,
right.
12 month lease, you'll get your sixth and your 12th month free. So
here's the overview on that law. In Texas, it is illegal to pick up and possess a deer found on the side of the highway. The law prohibits taking roadkill game animals, which includes deer, to prevent poaching, and because the state cannot guarantee the meat is safe to eat. So if you see a dead deer in the road,
you leave it there.
It out of the roadway to the side for safety, but cannot take it with you.
Well, look at me. I just incriminated myself.
That's all right. Hey, I just, you never know. Laws change every day. I was just making sure.
Yeah.
All right, Jody. Well, hey, throw out a number and stuff up there at Pinwall. Somebody wants to reach out and check on coming up or getting space and all that good stuff.
Yeah. I'm there Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. Give me a call at 936-209-4819. If you're looking for just a weekend stay, we have this new thing on our website at pinwallrvresort.com where you can book your own stay as well if it's short term. If you're looking for something long term, come on out and jump on that incentive that we've got going and let's get you in a spot.
Sounds good. Got a text real quick from a listener. Do y'all have any cabins for rent?
We do not. The cabins and the hotel out.
Okay.
So.
All right. Well, good deal. I'll talk to you next week, Jody. You have a good one.
So,
thank you.
You too. Right. Thanks.
See you.
Bye bye.
All right. That's Jody Blair up at Pinwall Campgrounds on Lake Livingston. Well, the Belleville Meat Market is a great place to shop for all your grade A cuts of beef, pork, and chicken, and even better, it's an unbelievable processing facility. They're right next door to one another. They're easy to find. Look for the big white sign right in downtown Belleville with a full menu of pecan smoked barbecue. That's served all week long, Monday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And they're now taking orders for their pecan smoked turkeys. Order ahead to reserve your holiday bird. This is 11 to 13 pound average weight. It makes a meal for 8 to 10 people, and I can tell you, they're really good. I've already ordered mine. And homemade stuffed pork tenderloins, jalapeno cream cheese, sweet chipotle cream cheese, just to name a few. And check out their La Boucherie stuffed chickens. They're really good, too, along with, you know, grab-and-go snacking products like beef jerky, turkey jerky, dry sausage, and my favorite, dry sticks. The Belleville's been celebrating over 42 years serving the greater Houston community. That's the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, let's run up to Fayette County now and let's check in with Mr. Bob Green, see what he's been doing. Bob, what's up?
Good morning. Well, just a lot of driving the last couple of days. So
yeah.
made that run up there. And, oh, well, I got to still go to work, so
That bites. I was going to take out a loan from you, man.
Oh, well, I wish I could
loan by phone.
I tell you. Yeah, sometimes I'm lucky enough to break even. Other times, you know, just... It was a good thing she had a good trip, so she saved me from what I lost. But it was fun. Had relatives there with us and
right.
had a day and a half nice. Well, I tell you, the fishing Monday with the work that thing went on, got to the lake. It was 60 degrees outside temperature.
Yeah.
Everybody showed up and, you know, hunting garb, you know, getting ready for the cold. The wind wasn't blowing so bad, though. And water temperature was 72 point something, 72 and 74.
It cooled down good.
Yeah, it did. But still didn't get a topwater bite or anything to slash at it. So we went ahead and stayed on what we've been doing, spins, things like that. Starting off shallow, but I bet you there some. Well, we did get in some bigger fish a little later in the morning, but those first fish we got into, a quarter ounce rattle trout was the hook on it. They'd have that whole hook, all three of the barbs stuck in their face, and they weren't more than, oh gosh, if they were 8 inch, 10 inches long.
Boy, little bitty rascals.
And after you catch about 10 of those, and then you'd catch one that's probably right at 14 or 15.
Yeah.
And it was that was the pattern that morning. And then after that, we just went ahead and went out to about 14 to 16 feet, either on a ledge, a point or something like that. And we drug a Carolina rig, but those fish were doing like they were doing several times this year, where they're consistently moving.
Yeah.
You find them, you'll catch one or two, and then all of a sudden they're just gone. So, and I didn't hit the spot lock to do it. So we'd drift through them, and we do that. But you had to stay in at 14 to 16, go shallower. There was nothing. Now, this is after daylight. You know, after it's, you know, already popped up over the
sun's up
top
good,
of them
yeah.
trees. That's kind of how it went. I mean, just, you know, we probably, everybody I talked to is having to move. You catch one or two fish one place, and then you move to the next spot that you think of producing,
right.
and that's how it went, you know, all the way, you know, till noon. The story here is, what did I say it was? 38 degrees when we got to, 39. Everybody's dressed in, you know, heavy duty stuff and all. about 11, I guess about 11:15 or so, one of the guys gets hung up on a stick. So we're moving around, trying around it and get it to come undone, thinking it's just a weight on the Carolina rig that's hung up.
Yeah.
So the wind had gotten up a little bit past, you know, at that time. So I was trying to, you know, trying to back up a little bit because we had passed where the line, and there was nothing that looked like it hit. So he's still trying to pull the dadgum thing loose, and we bumped into a dadgum stump.
Uh-oh.
Well,
I know
the guy on the back of the boat,
uh-oh,
he went in that water.
Swimming. Oh, no.
Oh, man. Gosh. Scared the heck out of me. And so me and the other guy, we're running to the back of the boat, forgetting everything else. And I grabbed the throw cushion, but he was right there by it. And the other guy grabbed him by the hand. We pulled him in. Lost his glasses.
Oh,
lost
no.
His rod and reel. The other guy was still hung up, but we threw everything down and went back to the back of the boat. So it was still hung up. So guess what happened? It drug off over the side.
Oh,
so we lost.
Drifting.
Oh, yeah.
What a nightmare.
I tell you, you know, of course, we get him in, and of course, it's okay while you're in the water. It's when you come out of it, and it's still that cold.
38 degrees. I mean, come on, man, that's cold.
And so the main thing was just, hey, you know, we've already lost this stuff. We're not, you know, we don't have time to sit there and jig a spoon or something to try to, you know, hook it on some line. The main thing was getting him back, and it was nearly time to go anyway, but the main thing was getting him back to the dock, getting him in some dry clothes, which we did. And of course, you know, he had a good attitude about it. I hate that he lost his prescription sunglasses and probably a $300 or $400 rig.
Yeah, glasses are about prescription. You know, if they're polarized, it's about $600 to $800.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
Two rod and reels.
Yeah. Yeah, one I know he's had for years, a Corrado, one of them 200 Corrados. So I know that was one of them, but I think it was a lose or something like that. Just really nice reels.
Yeah.
And I felt terrible. and normally I'll just tell everybody, you know, brace yourself, don't run and round. But I didn't that day, but, you know, really it shouldn't happen to say that. So. that was the end of a really nice, you know, day. So
I threw myself out off the bow of a boat one time with a trolling motor.
Oh, yeah.
Blaine and I were fishing a tournament, and we had one of those hot buttons on there, on-off buttons. I think it was a motor guide setup we had on that boat, that tournament boat. And he was running the trolling motor that one pass, and then the next pass, well, when he turned it off, it was on wide open. And he turned it off with a foot button down there. And when I put it in the water, it was turned to the left. And when I hit that button, well, the boat went left and I went right.
I wasn't
even prepared for that. And it was on
surprise,
wild.
Surprise.
It slung me right off the bow of that boat. We never stopped. We laughed all day about that.
Oh, gosh. You know, and I've fallen in a couple of times, but. Never had.
That's the only time I've fallen in is when that trolling motor slung me out like that. It just it happens, but it wasn't.
Yeah.
It was hot weather. It felt good. Matter of fact,
no,
it was cold like you're talking about. I wouldn't have liked that.
Well, you know, I had one other guy fell in one time, and I told him there's a little slant. You know, we're on the side of my boat. There's a little slant going up where you can lay your rod and reel.
Right.
And he kept walking back and forth. And this is another one of those days that was, you know, in the teens, I think.
Oh boy.
Or the mid 20s, whatever. You know, he was dressed in hunting garb and stuff like that, and he hit that little handle. You know, that was on the side,
right,
on around his ankle. There he went off into the water. And this was a carpet trip. And this guy was the cook, and he's, I'd say, cook. He's a chef.
Right.
And he went in, and I'm like, oh, crap, I done drowned the cook. But anyway, we got him back in the boat and got him back. And he said, I think I'll stay here and start cooking dinner. So
okay. Yeah, warm up, get in the hot kitchen.
But he, you know, he, and God, this guy was a little heavier set, about like I was. And trying to get him back in the boat. Anyway, that day I fell out. I just told the guys that knew how to work everything. I said, look, we're not getting in the boat in 14 foot of water. Just take me over to the bank till my feet hit the bottom.
Yeah, so, just throw me over there so I can step up in here. So
that's what we did.
But that almost makes you wish you had a kill switch lanyard on your trolling motor, because if you're by yourself fishing and
yeah,
you're running a trolling motor and get bump something, get thrown out, that boat keeps going, and you can't. You're not going to be able to catch it.
That's right, because that day that happened, I had that switch you're talking about, that hot foot.
Yeah,
I think I had that thing flipped over, and right. That boat, when I went in, we had some kind of a stump or something underwater that I hit, you know, at full speed, and sure enough, when I went over. The guy in front knew how to work all that stuff, but it still took him a while to get back, turn it around and all.
Turn it around and get back to you, yeah.
Came back, but, you know, I held on to my rod and reel that day. I didn't, you know, I was dog paddling with one hand, so.
There you go.
But I didn't drop
the rod in your mouth. That's what we used to do, is put the rod in our mouth and then dog paddle to the next bar, and we'd wade to surf, you know, when everybody'd swim out to the third bar. We were stupid back then.
Well, you know, that day I learned one lesson. You don't tie the legs on your bibs just to keep the water out of your boots. Because when I went in, that bib filled up with water. So that made it even harder to get back in. And then when we finally got over close to the bank, when I raised my legs up, when I laid back on the back of the boat, that bib was full of water. All that water came out. Yeah, I felt pretty ignorant that day. We were sure thankful I had somebody that knew about trolling motors and boats.
It pays off. That it did that day for sure.
It certainly did. But well.
All right,
hey,
Bob,
I don't know what the weather's going to do.
Didn't bring back a bunch of money so I could do a loan by phone, but at least you had your clothes when you got back anyway. That's all that matters.
And my shoes. It all worked out.
Didn't have to hock your truck or none of that.
No, it was fun. It was fun.
Oh, yeah. I know. But, if somebody wants to come up and fish with you, it's getting your time of year up there at Fayette. Give them a number so they can give you a call, bud.
All righty, 281-460-9200. Give us a holler. Y'all have a great weekend.
We're going to do it, Bob. Good talking to you. See you, man.
Talk to you later.
All right. All right. Well, you know, folks, if you need pipe, valves, fittings, instrumentation, fasteners, or gaskets, you need them fast, look no further than Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. They're your one-stop shop for all of your petrochemical supply needs. They have a full fleet of delivery trucks and same-day delivery. There's no need to wait weeks for other distributors. Let Allied deliver today. And if you're looking for that hard-to-find item and can't wait on those long deliveries, their sales team, with over 100 years of combined experience, they're here to support you from start to finish. Whether it's a 24/7 maintenance project or ground-up construction, remember, the first three letters of Allied are all, and that's exactly what they do. Call Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. Let them handle it all for you at 281-332-6224 or sales@alliedinc.com. That's 281-332-6224.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It's 4:38 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run down Matagorda way now and check in with Captain Tommy Alexander. Hey, Tommy boy, what's up, man?
What's up, Mickey? What's up?
Oh, just hanging out.
Yeah, we're up.
Yes, we are.
Well, a little foggy over here by my house.
Yeah, I got a little ground fog working. Must be calm then.
Yeah, I guess so. It is here. I don't know what it is at the bay, but it's calm here.
Well, I'll take a gander at it here.
That doesn't always mean anything, though.
No.
I've had a dead calm in my house and blowing 20. Get down there.
Looks like a south-southeast wind at 7 right there around the harbor.
That's good.
Little jetties at Port O'Connor's 9. Not bad.
I'll take that.
You can play with that, huh?
Yeah, I can play with that. Yeah, we'll check that out. No, it's I didn't fish yesterday. I know Charlie had one real good day during the week, and I had one off day and one good day this week. I had one day that was you know, real good and easy, and then I had one day that I struggled. I couldn't get them going. And then I know Charlie had one good day too earlier in the week, but I didn't fish yesterday. We'll see today. I'm fishing, I guess, fishing today and tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm losing track of my days.
It's Friday.
Yeah.
The 14th. At least it didn't Friday the 13th.
I know. I did see that yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday was the 13th. Thank God it was on Thursday. If you're superstitious.
Missed it by one day.
Right.
Missed it by one day. No, so we'll see how it goes. I don't know if you saw that on the news or about the man that was missing and by Salmonod River and all that over
here. Yeah, I heard about it. Did they ever find him?
Yeah, they found him yesterday. Oh. He didn't make it. He was my neighbor.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was literally my neighbor. Yeah, I've known him for years and years. My daughters were, you know, real close with him. He was real, real good, nice guy.
Well, that's a shame.
Yeah. His wife's real, she's real sweet. She's obviously taking it pretty hard, but.
I bet.
Yeah, they were real nice people. He was a real nice guy. You know, I'm not sure what happened yet. Nobody really knows. I know they're going to do an autopsy and see if, you know, if it was some kind of medical deal and then he went out or did he fall, you know what I mean? Figured right. out, I guess.
Did his boat sink or anything, or they just found his boat floating and he wasn't in it, right?
Right, yeah. He wasn't even his boat, from what I understand. He was test driving a boat to see, I guess he was going to see if he wanted to buy it. He was looking at a boat and went down there to just run it to the bridge there at Salmonard, or not bridge, but to the boat ramp at Salmonard.
Right.
And now he never came back. So they went down there and they found his boat about the boat was 400 or 500 yards from the boat ramp, just up on the bank. But he wasn't anywhere around.
Oh. So, what a shame.
Who knows what exactly happened. I don't know. Hadn't heard any more details, you know, than that. But he was 70 years old, but, you know, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what happened. But anyway, he was a nice guy. He was a good guy. He was been my neighbor for 15 years.
Man. Terrible.
But other than that, it's been a pretty good week. Gonna see what happens today. Hopefully we can get them going good. You know, I don't know if, I haven't seen much bird activity personally, and my bird activity this year hasn't been too good.
Right.
Been on dinks and small fish, but. And then that river, the river was on fire there for a little while. We smoked them a couple times in a row, but then it went cold. You know, I mean, it went bad. Got too hot.
And the fish, you know, as salty as everything is, they could have moved farther north. You never know.
Yeah, well, and the weird thing about that river is, I don't think they left the river. They just, when it gets warmer, it gets warm and stuff, they just quit eating. They do something different. They shut down. I don't know. The colder, the better. The colder, the better it is, they eat.
Yeah, we get this time of year, man, and the fish, they like it when it, you know, right after these fronts, when the water cools down, and then you get to warm up, and it's, man, I don't know where they scatter or they just get lethargic. I don't know. You think they'd bite better as it warmed up.
Right, and it gets worse, yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. You think it'd get nice, you know, when it gets nice, warmed up a little, they'd go crazy.
Exactly.
They don't. It's the opposite. I don't know. Is Bob catching up on Fayette? Getting about that time of year.
Yeah, he's. I just talked to him, and he caught started out the other morning, you know, with some little ones in shallow, quarter ounce rattle traps, and then he moved out deeper, and they caught some better fish, about 14, 16 feet. But I think his trip was cut kind of short because one of his guys fell out of the boat, and it was cold, and he was wet and uncomfortable, you know, that kind of deal. So
yeah,
that goes.
Yeah. Well, it's getting close to his time of year over there. I mean,
yeah,
he's not too far away from. Yeah, glad to get cold again. And stayed cold for a little longer this time.
Yeah, and he did say his water dropped down to about 71, so that's good.
Oh, wow.
Pretty good drop, yeah.
That's pretty chilly. That's pretty cold for Fayette.
Yeah.
I've seen it 71 in the middle of January.
Sure, Fayette. Right. That was a pretty good cool snap up there. Their temperature is a lot lower than ours.
Must have.
But it's warming up now.
Yeah, going quick.
Yeah.
Well, we got one, though, coming, what, next Thursday?
It's not much, though. Not much to it, Tommy. A
bunch of wind and rain. I saw that.
Yeah, they're calling, I don't know, they're throwing 30, 40% out there on rainfall, so we shall see.
Oh, when did you look? Last night it had like 80 and 90% on Thursday.
Looking here.
Looking next Thursday.
Tuesday 20, Wednesday 20, Thursday 60.
Yeah. 60.
Yeah, south at 25, and then northwest at 20 on Friday with a low of 56. That's Houston, so it'll be near 60 at the coast. So,
yeah, so it won't be a lot cooler. It's just wind and
it's
rain.
Not gonna. Yeah, it's just a chance of rain. Well, that last one had a little chance. We didn't get any.
No, I know.
It's. Oh well.
Yeah, You never know.
I wish you good luck today.
We'll probably we'll get all the wind.
Sure.
We always get that.
You can bank on it.
Yeah.
All right, brother. Well, you have a good day. I wish you the best of luck. Hope you step into them pretty good. If somebody wants to call you about coming over to Matagorda and fishing, Tommy, how they get a hold of you, man?
Yes, sir. They can look me on Facebook under Tommy Alexander, but the phone's always the best. Give me a text or leave me a message if I don't answer. 979-709-8242.
All right, brother. Well, Tommy, you have a good day. Catch him up.
Yeah, we're going to try.
I know you will.
We're going to try. A little fog. I'm going through some fog.
Well, that's
even
good.
Thicker now. All right.
It'll clear out when you get to the bay. All right, brother. See you, man.
I hope so. All right.
Later. All right. All right, let's hop down the coast. Let's go way down there to South Padre and check in with Captain Brian Barrera and see what he's up to. Good morning, Brian. What's going on?
Good morning, sir. How you doing today?
Couldn't be better. And you?
All right. Pretty good. Another fish-loving day. Get ready for work.
Going fishing.
Yes, sir. We're going to give them heck. We've had a good week of fishing. I actually got an extra day off this week. I got canceled on Wednesday, so I took an extra day off. But other than that, we've been fishing every day, and we've been catching some pretty good fish. It's been good.
Awesome.
A little bit of waves, you know, so it's hard to get out there and do the tarpon thing. I think we caught a one or two tarpon this week. But
right.
Some of the other, it kind of got wavy on us, so I was fishing the flats a few other days. And I guess one day the waves were really big, but it was calm out, no wind.
Right.
So I think we used my trolling motor. We cruised around, caught a bunch of trout. I think we ended up with our limits of speckled trout.
Yeah.
And then wind picked up for us, and we started drifting around on the last time I was in the flats we started drifting around. I think we ended up with like 4 or 5 redfish, lost a couple, you know, just drifting around the flats. So, you know, things are starting to pick up. Things are starting to get good. Fish are starting to, you know, head to the shallows, you know, the clear shallow water, you know, starting mm-hmm. to get into a little bit of some cooler weather patterns. You know, the water temps are dropping down 69 degrees in the bay yesterday. The beach is still probably 73, 75.
Yeah.
But
that's a plus.
Fish are starting to get into their wintertime modes, you know, so, you know, we're chasing around, throwing artificial lures. It's been good. I've been doing, like I said, mostly bay fishing this week, you know, like hitting the edge of the intercoastal, throwing like a quarter-inch jig head with a DOA shrimp or a little jerk bait on there and a little soft plastic jerk bait, letting it hit the bottom and plucking fish out like that, because we also have had some extreme low tides.
Yeah.
From the backside of that moon plus the front. And so, I mean, that front will blow our water out. So it was like extra low from the full moon and the northern. So, I mean, when it gets really low like that, I like to fish little deep holes, you know. Fish will fall off in there, ledges. And I like to fish the edge of the intracoastal on those really low tides, because all the fish that are, we get a lot of fish on our spoils, you know, and all those spoils are created by making the intracoastal, you know. That's just
right.
That's just stuff there. So you get on these channels, and there's usually some spoil banks, you know, and we get a lot of fish on those spoil banks, and you get a real low tide, it kind of sucks those fish off, you know, to those, like some of those fish will either, I'm not sure if they're getting sucked off and just kind of hanging because they're uncomfortable in that shallower stuff, or they're sitting off the ledge of that drop-off waiting for a bait fish to get sucked out into the channel, you know, with that real heavy outgoing tide, and
yeah.
Jump up and grab them, you know, because they're sitting right off the drop-off there, you know, classic ambush striking type stuff, you know. And we dropped the jig right off the ledge, and there's lots of decent trout, you know. You got some redfish and some black drum in the mix. I think one day we were cruising, and we stumbled upon a big school of black drum in the channel, so I pulled out some fish bites and he went to town on those guys for a little while.
Those fish bites work pretty good, don't they?
They do work pretty good. It's better than carrying around a box of dead shrimp every day or something like that. Yeah. You know, it's good to have a thing of fish bites because, I mean, most of my clients
just, stick that on the hook on your jig.
Yeah, just right on the jig or right on a circle hook, you know.
Yeah.
And most clients, when we see a school of black drum on the flats, they ask me to take them the other way, you know what I mean? But some of them ask me to plow right into them, and they want to try to catch them, you know, so it's always good to have a little fish bite or something like that because they really are jerks. They're not going to eat lures that often. You know, I'll get a couple of drum. I'll get a few drum a year where I hook a fish, you know, and I think it's a redfish pulling a black drum that I caught on artificial, but they're not really targetable for me. I can't really, or I haven't found something that they'll eat that's fake too good yet, you know, so it's easier just to feed them, especially when it comes to black drum.
Yeah. Well, that's what they got those nostrils and whiskers for.
Yep. There's still some good tarpon hanging around, you know, it's just we're at the very tail end of it. If you hook one right now, it's either going to be one of the little local fish that's, you know, 30 pounds or so, or it's going to be an absolute wrecking ball giant 180-pound fish. So there's not much in between right now.
Yeah.
Either I texted Blog a picture the other day of about a 125, 135 that we caught. That was one of the smaller ones that we've caught recently.
Mm-hmm.
But usually, like I said, this time of the year is when the big ones are around. And if you ask any of the old school tarpon guys, whether it's Plog or whether it's, you know, rest in peace, Mike Williams, they would always say, you know, late season like this, down here is where they'd want to be to catch one of those giants.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. Just got to have the weather to do it. That's a big problem. You know, it's getting the seas calm enough where you can do your thing.
Yep, and most of the fish this year, this time of the year, are going to be at the inlet.
Right.
I don't get that many tarpon on the beach unless they're really, like, migrating around, and it's not necessarily calm enough to get out there either. So I fish the inlet a lot. And I'm not sure if it's because the rocks retain heat and the water's a little bit warmer or they just like the inlet this time of year, but it switches, you know. Like, as soon as it gets to be, like, late October, late season tarpon, I really catch most of them at the jetties. Throughout the rest of the year, I'm catching most of them on the beach, you know. But I think maybe it's the water temperature at the inlet's a little bit better. I'm not positive.
Yeah, it's everything.
Something about it.
Play, temperature, you know, bait fish, all that junk, man.
Just when I think I got it figured out, it made me look like an idiot. So.
Well, that's tarpon fishing. One day chickens, next day feathers, man. That's the way it works. Oh, well. Well, cool, man.
Yep.
Well, if somebody wants to come down and hang out for a couple of days with you and do some fishing, catch some snook, you're getting in that time of year, too. You know, where you're fixing to pour the cold.
Fixing to switch over to almost 100% snook fishing and flat fishing here in the next 2 weeks. So we're going to be on them, and I did get a cancellation in December, so I've got a good little chunk in there of some availability if anybody's interested.
All right.
It's going to be February. But give me a call, area code 956-755-9413.
All right, Brian. Hey, it's always good talking to you, man. And,
yes, sir.
You be safe out there. Catch them up. See you next week, buddy.
Yes, sir. All right, appreciate it. Thank you.
You got it. All right, that's Brian Barrera down in South Padre. All right, it's time for a break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.